This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Solo. Welcome to The Single Life, where we delve into everything to do with being fun, fabulous, and single in this fast-paced world.
Friends, welcome to another evening of The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where you're joined by myself, MDK, and in the studio tonight we've got Johnny Wintle.
Hola!
I don't know why you do that. That's so Spanish.
I'm not even Spanish. I don't even like
you
Spain.
You haven't been
to be
there.
Honest. I dislike Spain. Oh, I don't know. It's just, God. It's my thing.
So depressing.
I think mine's more Spanish.
Mm. Why don't you do a
Arriba.
Hello?
That's
Tim.
That's my thing since the first week.
Tim. Timmy. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Welcome for another week.
Thank you.
We love having you in. You're a regular now.
I am.
You're
I feel special.
Good. Yeah. And we've got Tanya as well.
Howdy.
Oh, so depressing. Just like her love life.
Oh, really?
So let's talk about your love life, Tanya. What's been going on this week?
Goodness gracious.
I know.
Well, there's been ups and downs, really. But I guess in the space of a week, I've gained a girlfriend and I've lost a girlfriend.
Oh, God. Oh. Talk to us. Are you depressed?
Yeah. Well, no, actually, I'm not. But it's quite topical. The reason it ended is because of football, basically.
Okay. Talk us through it. We do know that the grand final was on the weekend,
yes.
Just gone.
And so basically my ex went for Hawthorn and I go for Geelong and they played each other.
So hang on, this is the girl that you took to the hostel
yep.
And had eggs for breakfast.
Yes. Okay. Did I mention that?
Because it sounded really depressing last week. So how did you become girlfriends?
Did I mention that I wanted to go to a restaurant and she wanted to go to the food court? So the bacon and eggs isn't looking too bad if you go to a restaurant.
But were you going to pay at the restaurant or were you going to ask her to go halves?
No, I did pay and I paid for pretty much everything.
Okay.
So, yeah. Anyway.
So we're just establishing you're not tight. Okay. Yep. Next.
Yeah. No, I'm not tight because I paid for everything. That's right.
Yep. The hostel. Okay. So how did you become girlfriends? What was the conversation there?
Well, like I say, she went for Hawthorn, I go for Geelong, and she couldn't stop writing abusive stuff about Geelong on her Facebook wall. And I said to her twice to stop and she didn't stop. And the third time she did it, she actually posted something about Hawthorn winning and took it down just to repost something abusive about Geelong. So I was like, that's it. I've said twice, don't do it. You know, it's hurting my feelings. She did it the third time. So it's like, that's it. So I thought, okay, if you're going to write what you want about Geelong, I'm going to write what I want about Hawthorn. So I did. And straight away, boom, you're not allowed to write about Hawthorn. We had a huge footy fight on my wall, still there. And at the end of the fight, she said, she basically referred to herself as my worst enemy and then blocked me on Facebook. So, Johnny,
what do you think about this?
This is really hitting home for you, Tanya, because I suppose the listeners of Joy 94.9 would know that you feature as a bit of a resident footy expert.
Yeah.
So this is really hitting
it is,
close
because
to home.
Geelong is like, the team is like my family. It's like, it's probably the most
important
thing.
Have you met
the team? I have
no. That's
I have met the team. I have met the team. I've been, in the rooms and everything, so I've seen the boys. But they're very important to me, and she knew that, and she went there anyway. It's sort of like that comment ended the relationship. So I hope writing that stupid comment was worth ending your relationship over. So.
Hang on, and did they invite you? Did you invite them over for bacon and eggs or something the next day?
The team.
If the team would come to my house, I'd have them, but I doubt they would.
Okay.
Anyway, we're talking about an AFL club, John. Like, we're talking about the bush leagues. Okay.
To me, it seems really petty.
What are your thoughts? It is really petty. I agree.
I can't believe this has all come down over over sport.
Over a game.
See,
you've got to imagine it's the most important thing in the world to you. What's the most important thing to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Is your family important to you? If someone wrote something on their wall abusive about your family, you'd probably say stop doing
You're that passionate about the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she is too, and that's the thing. So it's like, well, if you're going to write comments about your my team, then, you know, fair game. I can write comments about yours. But no, Hawthorn supporters, whoa, you're not allowed to write anything about my team. So, yeah. So that's how it ended. And like you say, it was petty and ridiculous. Yes, I understand the passion in the fight. That was warranted because we like our teams, but it's not worth ending.
So what's really
there? Worth ending it over.
What's there if you're going to, you know, break up over a football argument?
Like, what do you mean? What's there?
Was there any sort of emotional connection? Would this person be...
Well, they didn't really have conversations, did they, John?
No.
Remember last week and she was telling us about the date?
Well, we did have conversations. It's the action that wasn't happening. There's plenty of talk. And this is a point I want to make about... I want to put out an announcement to women out there.
Oh, here we
women,
go.
Oh, God.
Women,
oh, God.
Please stop talking about it and actually... do it.
A little less conversation, a little more action.
Well, I like to say action talks and bullsh walks. But, you know, the gay guys get it done. They don't talk about it. They actually do it. They don't, you know, they don't do a lot of cyber sex. They actually do it.
So. All right. Well, for anyone that's got some advice for Tanya, or if you agree, disagree, please SMS in 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
And, of course, you can go to our Facebook page simply by going to joy.org.au/singlelife and click on the Like Us on Facebook link.
Yeah, if you can help. I don't think you can, but if you can, try.
Well, I've got something that can help you or help you get you out of your doldrums.
Yeah.
Come with me out tomorrow night.
Oh,
do you want to?
Michelle, I thought you'd
We'll go
ask.
On a date. We'll go on a date, a hot date.
It's about time. I've been waiting for this to happen, like, for two seasons.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a date a while ago. Michelle was going to show me how to act on a date, so this is it.
Well, we'll be going to something fun.
Yeah.
Watch a hot man, Jason Derulo.
Oh, I can't wait.
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Thank you.
I missed my cue. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Catfish.
Too busy on Facebook. Oh,
get off.
Catfish.
So you want... No, there's no catfish.
No,
we've moved on.
I'm going to see if I can get Jason Derulo to say catfish.
No.
We're going to record it.
No, if Jason Derulo says catfish, we'll talk about catfishing next week.
All
but
right.
Otherwise, it's dead.
Deal.
And, of course, if our listeners have anything they would like to say about the continuation of catfish. Please let us know, 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. But, of course, we all know that there's going to be some of these resounding noises coming from our listeners right now.
Oh, really, John? After all the work we did on the theme music.
Johnny, I love you. You've redeemed yourself, my friend.
You were a backflipper, my friend. Last week, you were dying to play the catfish music, and this week, you're totally jumped off the wagon.
John's a mixed bag.
You're a wagon jumper.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe
yeah,
if we remix
come,
it.
Easy go.
If we remix it, it might be all right.
No, there's no remixes of that thing. It's not going on
you're
iTunes.
Not that.
I'll tell you now. It's cut. It's dead in the water.
Yeah, it's dying a very public and very annoying death.
Just like Tanya's dating.
Whoa.
Come on.
Whoa. Well, that may change tomorrow night.
At least
okay.
They actually go on dates. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Well, if anyone wants to date me, please SMS 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au if you'd like to come to Jason Derulo. I'm ready to dump Tanya after those comments.
Oh.
You've been dumped.
Whoa.
You are dumped.
Yep.
Ejected.
All right. Well, Jason wants to see me, so.
Oh, well, whatever. Jason might not be seeing you. Done.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Tanya, was that getting you excited for Jason Derulo tomorrow?
Just a little bit, especially when John called him a lesbian.
Awkward.
Out of control.
Paneling fail.
Sorry about that.
Or win.
Was it a paneling win? Because I think I did a pretty good job there. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yes. So I'm really keen to talk about nice people finishing last in dating.
Yeah.
Do you reckon? Because... I'm thinking that Tanya's finishing last in dating a lot. You're a nice person. Are you playing it nice? Do you know, like, Are you playing it too nice?
Yeah,
maybe.
Probably.
And you're being like really nice to people and they don't want that.
I'm being walked over like a doormat.
Yeah, I'm thinking you might be,
because in the lesbian community, a lot of girls go for the bad girl. In fact, most of them go for the bad girl, and I'm not the bad girl.
With the backwards hat, I guess you could say.
No, but it's more of an attitude. You have to be like this tough badass, and I'm just not that badass. I don't know.
How good of an actor are you?
Yeah, I am a good actor, but when it's a real life situation, I can't, you know, when it's with a relationship, I can't act. I have to be myself. So
Is it like that in the gay community with the boys?
Like the bad boys. Zones,
yeah,
that, and most gay guys always go for the straight guy, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. Well, there's a lot of them do, not all of them.
Yeah.
I do have like a few stories, one in particular about a mate of mine who I love to nickname Friendzone. And he's the kind of guy that people just walk up and go, oh, you'll be such a good boyfriend, and you're such a sweet guy. And of course, then that person goes directly onto the bad boy that's kind of coming up the flank, of course.
Exactly.
So a lot of people say they want nice, but they really don't. They really essentially want that bad.
Why does everyone go for the bad boy or bad girl? The bad person.
Oh, no. It keeps it exciting. It's a challenge.
Because you want to try and change them? You're the one that tames them, and you've like then got the trophy. I tamed that wild beast.
Maybe because it's a little bit naughty, maybe.
Okay.
If they're a bit mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a challenge. It's a game. It's a game.
I don't really buy into the idea of a marshmallow relationship. Oh, I love you so much.
No. You don't want it to be like too.
That's just ridiculous.
You don't want
it
to be like too sycophants or anything. You just want it to be normal. You don't want to have to be like earning their love or anything. Like that's just.
Well, we've had a few SMSs in.
Oh,
some
yeah.
of them are quite good, I think.
I don't think we can read all of them though. They're a bit X-rated, aren't they?
All right. Well, we've got one here that says, "No more catfish, please. The people are over it. Next topic."
Oh, thank God, whoever you are.
That was not a made-up one either.
Michelle, are you texting under the desk?
I was not texting. The people are over it.
The catfish
is
dead.
People haven't seen the TV show. That's why.
I think it's radio, mate.
We've moved on.
Yeah, there's a lesbian twist.
I recognise the number. I know whose number it is.
Really? Oh. Well, that's okay. We'll move on.
Okay.
The next one we've got here says, "I'm sorry, if this girl only lasted a week in your life, it's not a relationship. I would never count somebody who I've known so little as my partner."
Okay, well, let me explain something to you.
Hang on, let me finish. It goes, "In fact, I would probably have been seeing him for some time." Well, in this case, it's a him. "Sometime months before recognition of the relationship in that context. A week is simply a fling or somebody you're wanting to see what develops."
I understand. That's a perfectly relevant message. However, this girl wanted to be with me before we'd even met. So while we were chatting online, we were officially sort of together. So the whole thing went for nearly 2 months, I think, all up, maybe.
What? 2 months? No, I don't think so.
Well, it was significant enough for me to form some kind of emotional attachment, but unfortunately she was a cold fish, so she didn't form any attachment to anybody else.
No, this sounds like a disposable relationship, to be honest. It's an easy
She's not a
easy
razor.
Well, she cut you down, didn't she? So,
okay, maybe she is a razor. Sharp.
Can I read out the next message?
Yeah,
I
want
to do
it
so bad.
Yeah, go.
I'm so
go,
tempted.
John.
"What do I have to do to score a date with MDK?"
Whoa. Oh. Are you a boy or a girl?
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Well, I don't think that's relevant.
I think it is to Michelle.
Very good point.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't know about the listener. Anyway, I got a text from Susan. She says, "Sounds like you girls are going to have a good night tomorrow night." And she said about the bad boy thing, "People want what they can't have."
Oh, true. Very good way of putting it.
That's a very good way to say it.
Good wrap up.
Good on you, Susan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Susan, for putting it all in perspective.
We'll have to get Susan in and pimp her out one night.
So do you reckon that when you're in a relationship, you should play the mean character? You should play it a little bit mean, like treat them mean, keep them keen?
If you probably don't care if they leave or not, you could play with it.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's more important that you don't kind of overdo the saccharin, because that can get a bit annoying.
Especially like, right at the start. Yeah. Because they're like, ooh, yep. Too touchy-feely.
When you're trying to get used to someone, the last thing you want is someone to be really nice to you. So when you're sizing them up for whether or not they're worth, you know, seeing long-term, they can't just be like a little puppy.
You know what I think it is? Be nice, but don't always be available.
Yeah.
So if they ring and go, hey, what are you doing? No, sorry. Like, play the game a bit. Yeah. I'm busy. I'm busy until Thursday. You can wait.
Actually, you're right. Yeah. Because my friend that I fondly call Friend Zone.
Yes.
He does exactly that. He's like always available for coffee.
Nah.
He loves hanging out with the girls down the coffee shop. And it's all chat, 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 chat. And nothing ever happens, ever.
Too available. So when you're bored, who's the person that you call? The one that's always available. It's not because you're interested in them. You're just bored.
Yeah.
I'm shocked with what John said. He said you don't want someone to be nice to you. I
not
do.
Too nice.
No.
Not over nice.
Not over nice. Not fake nice, but real nice.
Get
would
a poodle
be nice
if you want that.
No, because my disposable girlfriend, she was like, she told me I should chase her, and I'm like, I'm not chasing my own girlfriend. Are you kidding me? Like, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, no, you're in the dominant position. You need to chase.
Mm.
People want to feel like they're, you know, you're putting in a bit of effort for them.
Oh, I paid for everything. I put in plenty of effort. Oh,
no. You can't put a dollar value on it.
Oh, really? She thought I could. She didn't mind. Disposable. Loving.
So we're already calling it the disposable relationship.
Disposable razor.
It's the disposable
relationship. It's official.
Gillette, if you're listening.
You got Gilletted.
Oh, poor Tanya. Don't worry, that won't happen tomorrow when we're out and about.
I'm not going to get Gilletted at Jason Derulo.
So do you think there's a point where you could be too mean?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Like dumping someone over a football thing, yeah. Yeah, like that.
What what are some of the like the warning signs that you would get that you were maybe going too far?
They
like,
slap you?
As in too nice or too mean?
Fine line, I think. Mm. It's a bit difficult,
if
that
one. If they attack something important to you, then that's too far.
Okay. And so in your situation, Tanya, did they did this person know that you were a fan of football?
Absolutely.
And do you think that they just intentionally antagonized
you,
like created an argument just with the intention to try and break up
with you? I believe it was a test, not to break up with me. I believe it, because I already said to her, I said, do you want this to be over? And she said, no. I think it was a test to see if she could push me in if I'd stay around. And I've done that before. I've dated so many girls that do that, and it's just a head game, and I don't want to do it again.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll let me see how far I can push your buttons before you actually explode.
Because it's a little bit different than being the nice person that always finishes last.
Yeah.
Because I think if someone's trying to create an argument with you with the intention of trying to push your buttons is a little bit different than trying to, you know, the opposite of being the nice person that finishes last, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
Like, if you're going to be mean, you're not going to intentionally just go out and figure out, like, what's going to push your buttons.
It's limits.
In my opinion, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they're testing you out.
I know.
To see how you do in those sorts of situations.
It's too early for that. You're in the honeymoon period in the first 3 weeks. You're supposed to be having fun. You're not supposed to be testing, are you?
Like, so what's the chances of a last-minute reconciliation, do you think?
Well, she'd have to apologise because, I don't know, you know how it is. In their head, they think you're the one in the wrong. So if you can't make them see what actually happened, then it's never going to be reconciled and it's just going to stay the way it is. But I think no hope. She's 22 and she's not going to... When you're 22, you think you're right about everything, so you're not going to renege on anything.
Seems a bit immature.
Yeah. Mm.
If anyone wants to see Tanya's... The posts where the breakup ended, just stalk Tanya on Facebook. People, it's
you
all there.
You want to read the breakup of my wall? Just
it's all
me.
There. I've read it. God, it was a long post.
And speaking of Facebook, you can always check out some of our very hot selfies that MDK and I have been posting up the last couple of weeks. Looking very saucy there with a couple of images taken in the green room.
So there's a fine line between saucy and looking like you want to hurt somebody. Michelle,
I was trying to look intelligent. But we've just had another SMS through from, I don't know if it's Brad and he spelt it wrong or
Bradage.
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 It says, no online chatting is not meeting somebody, going out with them, or getting to know them in person. People can be who they want online, true, not always who they are. Go out, have drinks, spend time at each other's places, see how they live, not what they do when they are bored and cruising the internet.
Yeah, I like that. Yep. Go see them in their natural habitat.
Oh, yeah.
Don't just see how they project themselves, because you could pretty much make yourself into anyone online.
I wanted to meet this person almost immediately, because why waste time talking? They could be a catfish.
Well, how long were you talking online for?
Oh, it moved to text. So for about a few weeks online, and then it moved to text for about a month, I think. Few weeks.
I would have been bored by then.
Well, if you're going to text somebody all day and night, then yeah, it gets a little bit long-winded.
It does. People, you've been listening to The Single Life on Joy
94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9. Now, we've had a few SMSs in. Some which I don't really appreciate, but I'll read them out anyway.
Go catfish.
Lucas says, go the catfish.
Woo! Lucas from
he's from
Holland.
Another country. Love you, Lucas. So I don't even know if we should listen to him.
It's a worldwide phenomenon. We love the Netherlands.
Well, one person true to my heart, Jack from Frankston. Oh. My area, he says no more catfish.
Oh,
we're
really?
Done. We've yep. moved on.
I'd like to hear it from Jack himself.
Well, Jack can't call in, so he SMS'd.
Oh, all right.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay.
And Alex from Broadmeadows also says the same thing, not into the catfishing.
Well, that's
thanks, Alex.
That's enough.
Oh, really? Oh, I got one here from Joanne. She says, woo, catfish.
Lies. Yeah. That was made up.
Oh, are you sure yours was?
I don't know.
We should put a poll on the website, I think.
Yeah,
I think
actually, so.
let's
do that.
Some real
more
voices.
Catfish or no catfish?
Real voices.
I had something interesting happen to me during the week.
Okay.
I got a photo sent to me on a Facebook, a message, like a private message, of a photo of someone doing something. Well, it's not really inappropriate. It was kind of innocent, kind of funny. But I thought, what?
A little bit risque.
A little bit risque. There was no nudity.
And was it well received? Like, did you...
No, I kind of thought... Hang on, I don't know where this is going. Like, aren't we just friends?
Wait, what do you say before you send a photo like that? How long since you'd spoken?
No, it was I'd sent a message asking them how some event had gone, and then I got some photos of the event, and then I got another message.
Was that the event that we saw? No,
nice
that was
event.
That was the non-event.
There is a way. There is a way.
It was a non-event.
There is a way of describing what you're talking about. It's clothes on. But it's somebody using
holding a piece of their
bulging in all the right spots.
Holding their body.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was unexpected. It was like, and here's another pick.
It's very forward.
Oh, thank you.
Goodness.
Is this how straight men pick up?
I think so.
No, it could be a universal language, I think, that one.
I don't know.
But has anyone else received any naughty text messages or things from people that they're...
Yeah, I have.
Yeah,
it's quite embarrassing too.
Yeah.
you talk to someone online and you kind of give your number out and then you don't talk for a long time, but they've still got your number.
Yeah.
Well, in a business meeting, you know how on your iPhone when someone sends you an MMS, if you don't turn it off by default, it shows you a preview of the message.
No.
And yeah, in mine was a little bit more risque than just clothing on.
There was skin.
And you know, just in the middle and you know, everyone feels your phone vibrate on the meeting room table and everyone just kind of looks at your phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are we talking Frank and Beans?
We are talking the full Monty.
Frank and Beans.
Yep.
Oh no.
Yeah. So that was totally orcs. And
you've got the CEO in the room as well. That's really embarrassing.
So I found out that the iOS 7 now has this little block thing, so I've totally just blocked. Just block.
Inappropriate.
Well, yeah.
I had one of those when I was looking after some children, so that was even worse.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, okay, I'm not looking at my phone anymore.
That actually, the same thing, I got an inappropriate photo got sent to me years ago from a friend of a friend. Well, I've got a friend of mine who is a drag queen in Brisbane, and one of their friends had actually found me on Facebook and then just sent me this photo. And it's like, well, I don't really want to see that photo.
Well,
it was kind of unwelcome.
I don't think sending photos, naked photos, is appropriate.
It's too far.
If you haven't spoken to them in a while.
Especially out of the blue.
Yeah. If you haven't spoken to them, or if you just met them online and then they say, add me on Snapchat and send a bunch of nude photos Snapchat.
That's dodgy.
Is that how people pick up these? Do they put their face in the photo?
No.
It's all anonymous because you don't know where those photos are going to go, do you?
But they're expecting them back. And I'm just like, I'm not sending something like that. There's no way.
What about nude Skype? Has anyone done nude Skype?
Skype?
But at least you know.
John's got a big grin on his face.
I'm smiling because you only just learned how to use Skype the other week, so I want to know where this idea has come from.
Oh, I can't even answer a Skype call, so I can't get nude on it.
I think this is a good idea because in Skype you know that they're the person they say they are. They're not a catfish. In Snapchat, it could be a guy pretending to be a girl.
I don't know. They could be just wearing like a colour printout of someone else's face over their face.
I think you'd know if they had a Ronald McDonald mask or something.
They can get a friend to come in on the Skype chat and have a mask on.
And there's always the angles. I don't know if you guys know about this thing called the angles.
No.
It's a little technique you use in selfies to make yourself look a bit better.
John's perfect.
When you take your photo, you do the picture taking, the selfie, on some weird angles, so people really have trouble making out what you actually look like.
Ah.
It's called the angles. I actually think that you were trying out the angles the other week on your first Skype session, MDK, as you were propping your laptop.
Yeah,
up
I was
on
trying to make myself look better.
Suggestion box.
Of course. Yes. I need my best angles. But are you saying when you say angles, like you take a photo of your knee and that's meant to be something else?
No, it just means you only put the photos up of you where you look polished and amazing.
Oh, okay.
Where you almost don't even look like that.
I'd be kind of worried if your knee looked like something else. I don't know where you were going with that.
Hot knee.
It can look deceiving in the angles,
I have seen some few, quite a few very deceptive pictures of knees that look a bit like bum cracks. So.
Bum cracks.
Yeah. Or the elbow.
So just so you know, that
could
does
be a
happen.
Chin. Maybe.
Yeah, I wasn't going for that angle, but, you know,
interesting.
That side.
It's always a bit more disturbing when the crack's a bit hairy too.
Disgusting.
How did we get onto this?
A
bit hairy, so.
It's not just dirty pics, it's also dirty messages that can be a bit disturbing.
I don't mind dirty messages.
Are you good at dirty talk? Because it's for me, it's like sort of driving a manual. If you haven't done it for a while, you're a bit rusty at first, and then you slowly get used to it again. I'm just not good at it.
I'm baffled. How could you be rusty at dirty talk?
Because some people, it just doesn't come naturally to some people. Haven't you seen the Seinfeld episode where Jerry does the dirty talk and he says, the panties your mother laid out for you, and she just storms out of the room going, you're a sicko. Some people just don't. Some people just can't do it. And I agree. It's so awkward to just rush straight into dirty talk and just be smooth abruptly. I don't know.
But you know what? With some people, I think it comes naturally. Like you meet someone and you're like, oh, I want to talk dirty to you. But other people, you're like, this might be a bit painful.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Forceful dirty talk.
Yeah, forceful.
For me, the filthier the better. Jump in there.
Whoa,
just get started.
John.
Why not?
John.
Okay. Here's another side to John. Well, I had a situation during the week. It was very awkward and uncomfortable.
Orcs. We like to say
very orcs. The girl I was talking about, my ex-girlfriend, who I went out with for like 2 weeks, I accidentally sent her a message that was for someone else, and it would have looked like a sort of a try-hard dirty talk message.
Oh, no.
So basically, I'd done my shopping, and I had coleslaw, and I had ham. And
you had the coleslaw?
Coleslaw.
Oh, sorry.
And it had been out of the fridge for a while. So I sent my friend Susan a message saying, ugh, my cabbage is warm and my meat is sweating. And
Hang on, did you send that to the ex?
Accidentally sent that to the ex. So she would have just randomly got a message that said, ugh, my cabbage is warm and my meat is sweating.
Hang on.
Did you get a response?
This actually explains something. Well, because wasn't there she antagonized you and then there was a breakup?
Yeah. So, we'd already had this fiery breakup and then 5 days later I send her this cabbage meat message.
I thought you meant it happened before.
No, it happened after the breakup. broke up. I didn't hear back from her, and I thought, oh, that's weird, Susan didn't reply. And then I checked it, and I was like, oh, God.
And you get that sinking feeling going, what have I done?
And it's also got sort of like, it could be sexual, like your cabbage could be a body part and your meat is sweating. It's kind of like try hard. She's just going to be looking at it going, thank God we're over. Like, you can't even talk dirty properly. My cabbage is warm and my meat is sweating. Sorry.
Oh, dear.
Not hot. So yeah,
absolutely not hot.
She thinks I'm a weirdo now.
And on that note, I'd really love to go to a song to divulge what she's just said.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Oh, friends, we're back. Single Life, Joy 94.9.
YOLO.
So much fun. Mm-hmm. Can I mention that next week we're going to a 10 p.m. time slot?
Woo.
Woohoo.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Because you know what? I'm so grumpy at this time.
Can I say how very dare you for not saying anything sooner?
Why?
I am just shocked and appalled.
Yeah, because most people would have gone to bed by now, wouldn't they?
It's not like Michelle to do shameless self-promotion. Mm-hmm. So
10 p.m. next week. 10 p.m. Single Life. 10 p.m. Same night.
MDK
same
is night. Slowly creeping to a breakfast slot. She's just going the wrong way about it.
I'm going the wrong way.
You should be going the other way. It's closer.
I'm an early morning person. I can't do this nighttime thing. I need my sleep. I just have you seen the bags under my eyes?
We need to get you some drops, actually.
I'm looking really unattractive.
Yeah. I just got another live Snapchat nude while we speak.
Did they hear us talking about
they
it?
Don't know about, thank God they don't know about the show.
Or do
you
they?
You know what? I'd love some people to inbox us with their nude photos.
Whoa. I don't think we're allowed to do that.
We'll put a selection up on our Facebook page. That's
some kind of porn thing.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll just keep them for my own private collection. See what we can get.
She's kidding. She's kidding.
I'm not actually. I think we've just got one now come through. Oh. I'm joking, people. Okay. I'm joking.
It's another one of your crotch
Timmy,
shots.
you had an SMS through, a personal one, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we was allowed it? To read that we straight off his phone?
That's from Shannon.
He can ad lib.
I can. It was from Shannon. I was a friend of mine, Facebook. And just saying, you know, do nice guys finish last? What's your thing? Because she's usually, you know, insightful. And all she said is that nice guys still get lucky.
I agree. I reckon everyone...
And that's all it is.
Like, yeah, not in who my cares? World. Desperate times, desperate measures. Anyone can get lucky.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
That's all I can say. Goodness.
Goodness gracious me.
So let's talk about another Tim.
Uh-oh.
Not you.
Oh.
The Bachelor.
I'm the only Tim.
The Aussie Bachelor.
He's the only Tim we need in here. Oh, The Bachelor,
yes,
yeah.
It's Australia's first go at The Bachelor.
And flop it out, come on.
Well, the main...
I reckon it's fake. Well, sorry, how can you get 25 girls and go on dates with them?
It's called law of averages. The more people you see, the more chance of finding
one. It's like online dating, I guess.
Yeah. But, you know, they're in person, so you know they're not a bunch of catfish, so it's all good. Mm. Anyway, the main difference with the American one is they actually, at the rose ceremonies, they isolate the girls. They make you, if you don't have a rose... They push you to one side. Like,
that's awesome.
It's sort of like flashing loser. loser.
No, it's like you get discarded like a piece of garbage. Whereas, it's so humiliating.
In the American one, they don't separate them like cattle. They just have them sort of together. So it's a bit humiliating for the girls. A few girls worth mentioning. I like Anna. She has the husky voice. There's Belle, who's quite pretty, but she has the most off-putting voice. I don't know about you, but if somebody...
Can you just give us, like, just because it's radio and
we don't have looks,
so I think you need to just give it a crack. Come
she's
on.
She's like, oh, okay, Tim, let's go over here. She's really...
An 80-year-old woman.
She's really pretty, but she has that annoying voice. Sorry.
Like, she's like one of those newsreaders. It was a Peter Harvey Canberra.
She's the female Peter Harvey.
It's like she has a sizable plum or perhaps a marble.
In her mouth. Yep.
Yeah. There's a resident, let's say, bitch. I think her name is Belle. No, not Belle. Belle's the one with the weird voice. Danielle. Danielle is the resident biatch. There's Catherine, who's an older lady who kind of put Tim through a job interview. So she's
when
like,
you
okay,
say
so
older lady, Tim would only be like 30. How old is this woman? 45?
She looked about 40. I don't know. But she was just like, okay, so tell me about yourself. And it was just question after question, like it was a TV show. And he was just really put off by that.
Oh.
And then I think my favorite would have to be Emily, who was riding a camel with Tim. She she was behind him on the camel and she tried to have a D&M with him while she was on the camel.
Oh, God.
So she's asking him about his previous relationships while sitting behind him.
Yeah, no, on that's never
on a hump. Spitting
sitting
hump.
Behind the hump. No thanks.
And it just wasn't working. And, you know, there's the girl that sort of does the impressions of everybody. She's the one who went up to Tim and she tried to talk to Tim, and Danielle, the biatch, said, "No, go away. This is my time." And so she came back to the camera and said, "Ah, sorry, it's not a good time."
Oh, one of those,
yeah. The show seems a little bit like speed dating, yeah?
Yeah.
Except they do have a bit more time.
Well, no, they literally get at those cocktail parties before the rose ceremony, they get about 5 or 10 minutes with him before some girl comes up and cuts in. So you don't get long at all. It really is like speed dating. And obviously it's on TV, so you're just humiliated if it doesn't go well.
Well, it seems like he's in a winning position.
Mm. Well, he is, yeah. He can't lose, really. He ends up with two girls and he has to pick one, and that's it.
If we set you up with 25 girls, would you be in a winning position, or would you scare them all off?
Or do you reckon they'd all just end up going out with each other?
No, well, that would be good too. But if it's on TV...
I'm sorry, rewind.
If it's on TV, the girls, suddenly you're like this god or goddess, and the girls like just want to be with you because you're like this amazing famous person.
You're
all
famous.
Of a sudden.
Yeah.
So it's all about that. But yeah, I mean...
And there's money involved too, yeah?
No. It's not like Big Brother or anything. The prize is a husband. So,
oh.
Yeah. So at the end of it, you do get something, but they always end up breaking up on the American one. Like, very few have actually stayed together. But there was an interesting article this week, as you saw, Michelle and John, about The Bachelor possibly being a stripper in his former career.
Oh, hello.
Okay. But he's denied it. He said, "No, I was just like a topless, classy waiter." So
topless, classy waiter.
So yeah, obviously the Bachelor had a bit of an interesting past.
Well, it's funny that your past will always come back to haunt you, don't you think?
Mm. Well, yeah. Especially if you get involved in that, you wouldn't want to be a politician after that. But
especially in this day and age with smartphone cameras,
with everything. Yeah. So don't send those nude pictures, people. Mm.
John made an interesting discovery while The Bachelor was on last week. There was a show that beat The Bachelor in the ratings. Mm. And it was about a man with giant
yes.
Body parts.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And that actually beat The Poor Bachelor on...
That, yeah.
And what a way to bring the show down to the end of the season.
So The Bachelor's not doing that well.
But another show that is The Single Life, which is now going to 10 p.m. as of next week.
Nice plug.
Because we're so popular.
Good segue.
So thank you, everyone, for listening in for our last time of the late night slosh. Join us next week, 10 p.m. Same day, Tuesdays.
Same bat channel.
With the same people.
Catfish.
No.
There'll be no catfishing. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We look forward to joining you next week.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.